Chapter 72. I'm in the med bay, enclosed in the north full body pod. Martha is completely offline, as we feared. But the medical systems, like all other systems, are designed to function without her guidance. It's just a lot more of a pain in the ass. Or, in my case, a pain in the kidney. Actually, I can't feel a thing from my lower back down, thank God. The pods injected me with some kind of spinal epidural, but I can certainly see what's going on, and I wish I couldn't. At the moment, there's a damaged kidney dangling an inch above my body, dripping blood. I turn my head and vomit, expecting Martha to say something maternal and slightly annoyed, but the pod simply sucks my waste into an unseen receptacle. Why am I awake? The medbay voice, not Martha's soothing voice, but the more robotic one I remember from stage two, says, "Unable to parse the meaning of this question, I command you to, put patient under general anesthesia. Patient shows risk factors for malignant hyperthermia. General anesthesia discouraged." I don't care if it's discouraged. Give patient general anesthesia. Or put patient in term sleep. The medbay pod just continues its work in silence, knowing who's actually boss in this situation. It is going to save my life the correct way, whether I like it or not. Meanwhile, I can hear Aurora out in the main cabin. She's yelling, and Daniel's bound to a chair. He's crying. "Listen to you, Dan. You're such a fucking baby."
"It's over. I'm not talking. It doesn't matter."
"I don't care. I want to know everything. Now." She slaps him. I can't see them. I can only visualize what's happening. But I don't believe Daniels has ever been slapped by a woman. So he's temporarily shocked into silence and his sobbing halts.
"You want to know? You really want to know? They were going to kill my whole family."
"The mobsters." He nods. "Continue."
"No."
"Listen, you asshole. I know you think it's over for you, but I'm standing here right in front of you, alive. I am not giving up. It's not over for me, for the rest of us. So quit it right now and tell me everything. Imagine I'm your daughter, your youngest daughter." Damn, Aurora really knows how to get to people. Daniel starts crying again. Through his sobs, he manages to croak out little bits of information.
"The closer Larson got, the more desperate they got. At first, they tried to bribe me to derail this or that system, thinking Larson would eventually just give up. I wouldn't bite. Then, stage two."
"You? You sabotaged the domes."
"I didn't want to do it, but they were done with bribes. Now they were sending me pictures of my kids leaving school, my wife sleeping, from inside my goddamned bedroom."
Aurora slams something against something else. "So, kill us instead of your family, huh? Seems fair." He blubbers some more. "Stop. Stop. Keep going. So, they knew about this element thing?"
"I don't know the details. They said if I heard or saw anything about a mining discovery, anything unexpected, I had to kill the mission immediately. The whole thing. Destroy everything, or else they would."
He's back to sobbing.
"Kill my Janie and my beautiful kids. It's over. I'll never see them again."
Oh, God. His wife's name is Jane. I didn't need to hear that. "How much did you destroy, Dan?"
"It's over."
This time it sounds like a punch. I think I hear him spit and a tooth clink onto the floor. That's exactly when I hear Drew and Skylar enter the cabin.
"What the fuck is going on?"
"Oh, you two back already from your little love junket? Wonderful."
"What the fuck is going on?"
"Well, while you two were turning off your comms and doing whatever you were doing, Larson and Paper discovered a new element, apparently some kind of super fuel. Then Captain Dandan here decided to kill everyone, But he didn't get the chance because I knocked him out with a solar panel, which, by the way, are very lightweight for being so strong. I'm impressed. And now I'm trying to find out just how fucked we are. Like, are we stranded permanently on Mars fucked? So, yeah, you basically miss the good parts. I imagine Skylar rushing over and kneeling next to Daniels. She's pleading, "What is happening, Dan? No, tell us it isn't true. It can't be." But his silence gives her a different answer. She's freaking out. "Why? Why?" Aurora interrupts. "No, no, no. Been there. I'll tell you later. I'm currently trying to get to the part where we find out if we die on this dusty red piece of shit planet. Dan, how much did you destroy?" His voice sounds totally resigned now.
"Martha's infected. Gone. I dumped the fuel, the food, and the reserve oxygen. We're not going back. We're not staying here. No one will ever know. It's over."
Aurora screams in frustration. "Okay, you two start figuring shit out. Do whatever you have to do with him."
Then I hear shuffling, and suddenly she's staring down at me.
"Hey." She looks down at my entrails. "Geez, that's disgusting. They didn't put you under for this?"
"No, apparently I have a marker for malignant hyperther later. So I just got Daniels to unload everything and I heard."
"And?"
"And what?"
"And what's your plan?"
"Well, first I was going to see if I live, Aurora."
"Let's assume that."
"Aw, you really do trust me."
"And then I was going to start praying like hell Larson lives."
"Let's assume that too."
"And then I was going to ask Larson what the hell to do."
We both look over to Larson in the South Medbay pod. He's unconscious, and I can see various wands and needles and scalpels and sutures frantically poking and sewing. He still looks so pale, his breathing very shallow. Suddenly, he taps the plastic shield and turns to us, and I practically jump out of my pod. He looks like he's come back from the dead, like a Mars zombie from an old movie.
"Oh, God."
Aurora lowers her head, looking grave, and whispers, "You better start praying like hell."